Mix 101.7 Saturday morning huddle, final show for the 2015 season. Getting into Alterelia Warriors talk at this time with co-head coach Chris Reinert as the Warriors fall at home to West Sioux last night, 33-14. Chris, West Sioux, obviously an excellent team, highly ranked in Class A, and you were telling me before we started recording here that the game started rather ominously for you.
Yeah, it did. We early in the game, coming from our end zone, had an option play called, and unfortunately we did not handle the option pitch, and rolled backwards into the end zone where they slid in and were able to recover for their first score. It was a fumble recovery for a touchdown, and after that, our next possession, we did the exact same thing again. We put the ball on the ground, and a couple plays later, they're in the end zone again. So they were able to get up on us early there in the first quarter without doing a whole lot, and unfortunately kind of rolled downhill from there. So
you told me your scores came in the second half. Did you settle down a little bit there in the rest of the first half at least, though?
We did. You know, we told the kids keep playing with pride. They have all year. They've played hard for us. Senior group, as we've talked about over and over again, big hearts, a lot of pride that they carried with them. And our line did. They finally, one of the things that we did struggle with throughout the game was West Sioux's ability to blitz. They bring that pressure up the middle. They bring it off the ends. They bring it all over the place. So it's tough to really gauge who and when you're going to block that person in the second half. Finally started washing some of that stuff down, and our power game took over. Bryce Rack, he was able to get loose again last night a little bit. Had 108 yards carrying the ball again for us and a couple touchdowns, so that was good to see.
And West Sioux offensively, pretty dynamic. Their quarterback, the Hummel kid, didn't put up as gaudy numbers as he's done in previous games, but threw for two touchdowns, and the Blankenship kid on the ground pretty tough to handle, as he averaged close to 9 yards a carry, I see, in two scores.
He did. He was slippery. Good fast runner, and once he's out in open space, tough to bring down, because you're guessing at which way he's going to juke or drive you, and you know, he broke a few tackles, had a nice long run a couple different times, and once again, Hummel finding guys just out in the open and out in space, and on a field last night where it was wet, you know, their defense is kind of a disadvantage anyway, but they're a fairly athletic team, and they bring a lot of different looks. Like I said, they're very good at getting kids out in space and causing problems for your defense.
You spoke of Bryce's rushing numbers. How did you get your two touchdowns on the board in the second half?
Bryce, I don't remember the yardage on them, but had a counterplay with Bryce on the second one. On the first one, it was just a good old power play, and he was able to get through a nice hole that the line made for him, and cashed in on them. So.
Well, you spoke of the seniors and the heart they displayed night in and night out throughout the season. Two wins when all was said and done, but your team fought in every game and were in pretty much every game all season long. Any final words for the seniors or the group of guys as a whole, or the season in its entirety?
Yeah, I don't know if we could have asked for a better group of seniors to start with. Coach Peck and I, you kind of summed it up there with their heart and their pride in this game and throughout the season. You know, it's kind of crazy for a 2-7 coach to say, but we are just a few plays out of the playoffs. It's crazy to say that. That's probably crazy for people to hear that, but anybody that followed us, we had several games we lost by one score or less. Yeah. And, you know, to get five wins, we'd have been in. We were on the cusp of that. Unfortunately, it was just one of those years that we couldn't get that break when we needed it. This group continued to fight all the way to the end, and we appreciate the heck out of that to kind of something to build off of for the groups underneath. So,
Alterelia co-head coach Chris Reinert joining us in the Saturday morning huddle. Chris, appreciate you taking the early morning phone calls throughout the season, and thanks to Coach Peck as well for all the cooperation as the Warriors again fall to West Sioux 33-14 last night. Coach, thanks again for the time, and appreciate everything.
You bet. Thanks for your coverage, Ryan.